Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Hager and I spend the entire program with United States Senator Dean Heller in a tough race against Shelley Berkley. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Is your garage a disaster area? California Closets can help. We can turn your messy garage into a model of organization. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program United States Senator Dean Heller. Pleasure to have you here,
Thank you very much for having me.
Let's talk about green energy to start.
Okay.
Does it make sense today, with 75 years' supply of natural gas and huge shale oil reserves, to be spending the money that we're spending to push green energy in this country?
Well, I don't have a problem with the incentives. You know, what I have a problem with when it comes to green energy is the fact that we give stimulus funds or bailout money to some of these companies where we actually give them hard cash, and you've heard and seen the problems that we've run in doing that. What I don't have a problem with is giving them the necessary incentives through the tax code, like tax credits, and producing those kind of incentives. Because there's a real opportunity here in Nevada. I believe Nevada is the epicenter when it comes, especially here in northern Nevada with geothermal, down south with solar and wind energy as you know, this winter would have worked well. But needless to say, I do think that giving the incentive, the proper incentive, that doesn't include bailouts or stimulus is fine.
You know, the federal government is pushing mandates on the states. The states put the mandates onto their power companies. And so the general public really, in a way, is being taxed by higher energy prices to pay for especially solar, which is the most expensive of all. And then you have a situation like in southern Nevada. It would be great to have this Laughlin plant go ahead, but they don't have a power purchase agreement yet from Southern California Edison.
Right. No, obviously there's issues we're trying to work through, but I would agree with you. If it is stimulus or if it is bailout money, yeah, I would consider that a tax also. Again, I don't mind in the tax code whether there's incentives to keep all energy moving in the right direction. I don't have a problem with that. I just agree with you that it would be a tax if it was stimulus money.
When you look at the natural gas and the shale oil reserves, don't you think this kind of changes the whole picture for the United States as far as energy? Because we're going to end up being a net exporter of gasoline products here before too long.
Well, I think the key is, and I don't disagree with that, we had the governor of Montana, when I was in the House, come in front of the Resource Committee and say, we have 100 years of oil in Montana alone, just one state in Montana, and there are opportunities if the federal government, of course, would allow us to go in there and go after it. We have plenty of natural resources. It's not a liability.
Do you think that it was disingenuous of the president to stop work on the Keystone Pipeline in the northern portion that crosses the Canadian border? Order while being fully supportive of the southern end?
Well, you know, Americans need to make a choice and a decision, and that decision is, where do we want our oil to come from? Do we want it to come from America, this country? Do we want it to come from Canada? Or do we want to get our oil from the Middle East? And those are the two decisions. Those are the distinct two decisions we have today. Where is our oil going to come from? Schumer has even asked
for
2.5 million more barrels of
right,
oil.
But the reality is that most Middle Eastern oil does not come to the United States. Most Middle Eastern oil goes to Japan, goes to other countries, but it doesn't really come here. We get our oil from Venezuela, we get our oil from Mexico, as you say, we get it from Canada. But, you know.
But why was Schumer begging OPEC for another 2.5 million barrels when the president stopped the pipeline? So he knew full well that we needed another 2.5 million barrels.
Because it's a world market.
Right. But he went after the Middle East to get it. I don't think that's where United States senators should be asking for the energy of this country.
Senator, twice last year, once in the House, once in the Senate, you voted for the so-called Ryan budget.
Right.
And last week, you were noncommittal about it when we talked over at the Veterans Guest House. What has changed in the Ryan budget to maybe have your support for it sway?
Well, there are a number of changes. Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, is one that has been involved with Ryan in trying to make the necessary changes moving forward here in this country when it comes to making these programs work. I'm talking about Social Security and Medicare, trying to make both of those programs work and work right, not only for those who are currently in the system, but to protect those that are in the system, but those future generations. So there are some changes. They are taking a look at some of the changes in there. I'm looking at some of those changes just to make sure that that they play up. What they're arguing today, and I kind of like the argument, so I think it's a positive outlook at this point, unless there's some surprises in there, is that what they're trying to guarantee is that even if you took a voucher, you're still guaranteed the services you would receive under Medicare. All they're looking for are services that could be provided cheaper. Same services, but cheaper. So anyway, that's what we're looking at, and that's the big change. That's the big difference from the Ryan budget of last cycle versus Ryan budget of this cycle.
Are you for these changes then?
Well, if it does save money, and yes, if it does guarantee seniors receiving the Medicare treatment and the health care treatment that they would have received under the old plan, I look positive on that. I haven't, I'm not here to say yes or no, but I do look positively on that, the ability to save money and receive the same services, certainly.
Okay, now also an issue that came up last week when you were touring the businesses, that in 2010 you voted against the Small Business Jobs Act, and it's something the Democrats have pointed out. Now, at the time, I could see where it would look like a bank bailout. But after that, Governor Sandoval came out and praised what it has done for Nevada, so it seems like it puts you in kind of a pickle with the governor. How do you explain your vote, and would you vote the same way?
Yeah, it was a bailout. It was another bank bailout, and you know, two things I vote against when I'm in Washington, D.C., tax increases, more stimulus, more bailout. I guess that's three. I put stimulus and bailout in the same picture, but that's what I vote against.
But
more taxes, more bailouts, more stimulus.
But Senator Governor Sandoval said it would probably bring in more than 1,000 jobs to Nevada from this bill that you voted against.
Yeah, we've got 150,000 unemployed people in the state of Nevada today. 150,000.
Right.
What I think the answer is lower taxes, smaller government, reasonable regulations, free market, and capitalism. That is what's going to long-term sustain growth in this state. Moving forward, this is where our founding fathers are. That's where I am today.
But what about they weren't a lot of jobs, but they still brought jobs in, and the governor has said we need to build the economy up step by step.
Sure. And I agree. The governor and I are not at odds. Certainly, both of us want to bring jobs into Nevada, and both of us want to see the economy turn around. How do you do that is the question. And he's doing it for all the right reasons. I don't see us at a difference here. All I'm saying is that, you know, there may be more than one route. But I still believe that if you overregulate businesses, it's going to be difficult. If you raise their taxes, which the left is talking about, that makes it more difficult. And I don't support bailouts. You know, and I believe that that's what this small business loan was just another bank bailout.
In listening to you, it sounds to me like you're talking on a national level of what you would like to see done, which makes sense. You're a United States senator.
Right.
But for Nevada, that would essentially mean continuing to keep the gaming industry as our number one industry, and seeing as the rest of the country recovers, that jobs would be created in Nevada because of increase in gaming revenues and the other revenues that the gaming industry brings in here, rather than new industry, because what you're saying applies to the whole country, right. And therefore there is no differentiation for Nevada in that.
Well, Sam, you and I have been talking about diversifying this economy for 25 years, and that's what we need to do. I don't see any of these plans in Washington, D.C., gaming specific by any means. But I do believe a good tax environment, a good regulatory environment, and keeping government at a healthy minimum is what's going to spur long-term growth. Certainly, we can create some short-term jobs that come and go. But for long-term health and growth of this country and this state, it's going to take fundamental principles, not more bailouts.
Okay, yes or no answer. Do you see government going backward and being reduced in size, or do you just see any chance of slowing down the growth in government?
Now, that's a yes or no.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I kind of nailed myself on that one there. But to give a brief answer, I mean, you know, because the government under, you know, Republicans and Democrats continues to grow.
It's true. That's true. In fact, if you take a look at the Paul Ryan budget, it doesn't balance the budget till 2040. 2040. The left is calling this one crazy budget, but it doesn't actually balance the budget until 2040. But if you take a look at what the president offered in his State of the Union, $47 trillion in new spending, $11 trillion in new deficit spending over the next 10 years. Add on top of that, $2 trillion in new taxes. Over the 10 years of the Ryan budget, you're talking $7 trillion reduction in deficits.
Okay.
So there's two paths. That's the two paths you have to go down.
Okay. So let's take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk more about this, and we'll figure out the answers right here on Nevada Newsmakers. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, no yes or no answers on this one. We're continuing our conversation with United States Senator Dean Heller. All right, so you're talking about the Ryan plan. You're talking about President Obama's plan.
Yeah.
Both I would consider to be partisan plans, but you have a couple of plans out there that are nonpartisan that nobody wants to talk about. Simpson Bowles and David Walker's plan.
Right.
Why do you think nobody in the Congress or the president wants to talk about these that are common sense and actually solve the problems of this country?
Well, I think we should go down that road. Keep in mind that we haven't had a budget in Washington, D.C. for 3 years. We were told before the State of the Union, in January, that we would not have a budget this year. You know, and that's shameless on the part of members of Congress and the United States Senate to not have a budget. Now, the House keeps sending over a budget, and of course, that's where budgets should originate, but they go to the Senate to die. That's why I introduced legislation that says if you don't budget by the end of the fiscal year, members of Congress wouldn't get paid. And that's not a gimmick. It actually got a hearing in Lieberman's committee, and they're looking for ways to force. Can you imagine having to force people to do their jobs? And so that's why I push no budget, no pay. But they should. I agree with you. They should be looking at some of these compromises. And I'm always, when I'm on the Senate floor, I'm always looking for ways to compromise and try to bring both sides together and try to answer some of these questions. And I think Bull Simpson is a movement in the right direction. Let's have that discussion. Let's bring it to the Senate floor. Let's add amendments. Let's do it. But unfortunately, we're being told those are too tough of decisions. This is an election year. Senate doesn't make tough decisions during an election year. And to me, that's a shame.
So are you advocating Bowles Simpson over the Ryan plan?
What I'm advocating is bring it to the floor and let everybody have an opportunity to amend it and have the discussion. We don't even have the discussion today. That's how shameless this process is, not even the discussion.
Okay. Senator, of course, the House Ethics Committee is conducting a review of your opponent, Congressman Shelley Berkley, that stems from her husband's medical practice. The committee has until early July to come out with these findings. Have I missed something? Have you been talking about this? Have you been using this ethics committee committee thing against Shelley Berkley? I haven't seen you talk about it yet.
No, I haven't had that discussion, and I think I'll just let the ethics committee do their jobs. Again, they're going to come out in July with a discussion or a decision one way or the other. Let's just let this thing play out. I don't think I should be getting involved in making comments on issues like this.
It seems like it's would make fodder for great TV advertising on behalf of your campaign.
Well, I'm more convinced that putting a balanced budget out there, or some kind of doing our work in the United States Senate instead of worrying about other people's ethics problems today, is far more important. That's why I'm not discussing it.
Jane Ann Morrison wrote not too long ago about the ethics problems that were connected to Shelley Berkley regarding Sheldon Adelson when she first ran for Congress. This is long done and settled.
Yeah, long before my time, too. You know, she's been in Washington, D.C. for 14 years now. A lot of those things that occurred were far before my time. I think I've been there all of 5 years now, working on six. But so those are issues that she has to discuss with her campaign and with her supporters. And I'll let her worry about that, and I'll worry about other things.
Senator, do you feel that she's guilty of any ethics violations?
I have no idea.
All right, let's change topics. Yeah. The Urington land deal, you're one of the sponsors for that, which would bring this copper mine and just huge changes to Lyon County, an area that has the worst unemployment in the state.
Correct.
Where is this at this point, and what kind of support do you have for it?
Well, first of all, the mine's open. It had a grand opening about a month ago. Fortunately, I was stuck in Washington, wasn't able to attend that particular event, but it was a good event for Lyon County. As you mentioned, they have the highest unemployment in the state. Lyon County does. And so to have those kind of jobs, I think what they did initially is open up about 250 jobs with this project, and with additional help from the federal government, I think they'll be able to get to 600 to 800 jobs. And that's the goal. And fortunately, most in the delegation have supported it up to this point. Amadeh has put the bill in the House that would convey some land so that they can expand that project.
You say most, not all? Of the delegation?
Well, I'm not certain. 100%. So that's why I say most. I'm just not certain of the rest of the delegation.
All right, let's take a break more with Senator Heller when we come back.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Encore AV Design is your hometown home theater store in the Reno, Tahoe area. We offer the finest audio video products at the very best price in the Reno, Tahoe area. At Encore AV Design, if a customer purchases a big screen TV, we'll deliver it to their house for free.
Buy now with interest-free financing for up to 12 months at Encore AV Design at 275 Hill Street in downtown Reno.
Nobody beats an Encore deal. Nobody.
Do you suffer from knee pain? Are you having trouble finding a physician that understands how to treat your knee condition? The Osteoarthritis Centers of America are now accepting new patients for their FDA-approved non-surgical treatment. Most major insurances are accepted, including Medicare. The first 30 callers will receive a free knee consultation. So call 1-877-999-KNEE today and be one of the first 30 callers. Call 1-877-999-KNEE today.
Direct from Broadway, this is The Color Purple.
Push the button, push the button.
The story you love. The must-see musical event. A once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Rain of love.
Don't miss The Color Purple.
Tickets on sale now at the Pioneer Center box office. Call 686-6600 or log on at pioneercenter.com.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Dean Heller. What did you think of the AG settlement with the major banks? Weren't they essentially let off the hook? They'd already written off that $65 billion before the settlement was even announced.
I'm getting a lot of complaints. I'm getting a lot of complaints of individuals that thought that this settlement was going to help them. I'm taking a closer look at it. Some of the concerns are is that, let's say, your loan came from Wells Fargo, but they sold the loan, and Bank of America now services the loan. If that's the case, this settlement doesn't help you. And what loan hasn't been sold in the last 20 years? Every bank who lent you the money then turned around and sold it in the secondary market. If you're in that position, which is, 80, 90% of the loans in this state, they're finding out that you can't get the breaks and the help coming from this particular settlement. So we're looking into it a little closer. I know questions and letters have been sent to the AG, and we're just waiting to see how she responds.
Weren't you surprised at how little there was being offered to people that were illegally foreclosed on? $2,000, maybe $3,000, you lost your house illegally?
Yeah, a lot of people have shared that sentiment with me, and that concern that having put someone through that and a loss of a home like that, a settlement of $1,500 to $2,500 certainly is small peanuts compared to what they've already gone through.
The Attorney General of the great state of Nevada was on this program last week. She said the cake was baked before it got to her, and if it weren't for the fact that she got some concessions to be able to go after Bank of America, she wouldn't have signed off on it.
Hmm. Okay, well, I haven't heard that. Maybe I need to go back and listen to some of your prior shows, but I haven't heard that. But I'm certain that that'll play out in the near future, but that may well be the case.
Senator, I wanted to ask you about Rush Limbaugh. Now, I tried to ask you the other day, and you said I was getting silly, but I'm trying to be serious here. Congressman Berkeley has launched an online petition against him for unsettling remarks he made about contraceptives in a Georgetown lawsuit. Now, she was calling you Limbaugh's water boy, and that, you know, the Democrats are making this into a war on women. So where do you stand on Rush Limbaugh and his comments and perhaps a Republican war on women?
Yeah, I'm not certain where you could spin, and they're doing a lot of spinning in order to come to that conclusion. But Limbaugh's remarks obviously were out of line, something that I said that I couldn't support, and that it was a shame that he went down that road. That being said, I have a wife, two daughters, granddaughter, to think that I have any less concern about women than another individual is just ridiculous, and it'll play out ridiculous as this campaign goes forward.
The Desert Express appears to be moving forward. This is a train that's not really high speed in definition. Right. If you have high speed in China or you have in Japan, it goes to Victorville. I can see perhaps people coming from California to Victorville, parking their car and taking the train into Las Vegas, but I don't see any reason why somebody from Las Vegas would take the train to go to Victorville, the easy part of the ride. And it's going to be 30, 40 plus years, if at all, before that would ever hook into the lines in California. You're in transportation in the United States Senate. What do you think about this? Is this not a massive waste of money?
Well, the issue, first of all, hasn't come in front of the United States Senate, I'll tell you that much. But I don't know your argument that this thing is moving forward. I'm not certain at this point that they have the financing in order for this to happen. But they're going to continue to discuss.
Well, it will be the federal government support.
Yeah, they're going to continue to discuss whether or not that financing is available. So I don't think the issue is ripe at this point until they do find out whether or not there's financing for the project.
But do you think it's a good idea? And we're almost out of time.
Well, having as many people as possible come into Las Vegas is a good thing. I don't endorse, you know, trains or anything of that nature at this point, but bringing as many visitors into Las Vegas as possible is always a good thing. It's good for Nevada's economy, and it's good for the southern end of the state.
And if there was $4.5 billion spent on this of taxpayer money?
Well, we'll see at the time. Like I said, it's a little early to make that determination. I'm not certain that they have that kind of financing. And if that kind of money is being spent, that's being spent in California. That's not being spent in Nevada.
Senator, one last...
Actually, I apologize, but we are out of time. Okay, over time. Thank you so much for being here. As always, you are welcome back anytime.
We'll
be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
When Mom needed a memory care community, I knew the Arbors was the right choice for us. The Arbors is clean and bright, and there are many activities to choose from. She loves her art and music classes and enjoys the live entertainment. The owners and staff are compassionate and supportive. I know Mom is receiving great care, and she knows it too.
My family owns the Arbors, and we're proud to share stories like these. We invite you to stop by and see why our family is the best choice for yours.
Heating and air conditioning will keep your home warm all winter. Call today.
The best way to protect your wallet these days from volatile gas prices is with a new Nissan at a super low payment from Nissan of Reno. A new Versa with payments as low as $179 and an incredible 34 miles per gallon. Or if your lifestyle requires all-wheel drive, check out the Nissan Juke. At an amazing 30 miles per gallon, it costs just $269 per month. Or the all-wheel drive Nissan Rogue. With 0% financing, you get 26 miles per gallon. Nissan of Reno, your home of great gas mileage and low payments.
DMV in a box. We're bringing the DMV to where you live, work, and study.
There are 45 self-service locations statewide. Renew your registration, driver's license, ID cards, and more. Looking for wait times, locations, personalized plates? How about a drive test?
There's an app for that.
Go to dmvnv.com. You may not have to go anywhere else.
DMV in a box. Yes, we can help you with that.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Mark Hutchison will be here. He's the lead special counsel for Nevada on Obamacare right here.